This is Growing Native, and I'm Petey Mesquite. I'll tell you what, when you get the blues, when you've had enough of the world, of the human world, when despair tries to overpower joy, it's time to head to the desert. It's time to hit the hills. It's time to go to the mountains to see what the flora and fauna are up to. And that's what we did one recent day in March. Leave our homestead near the banks of the Ohuahalote and head to some favorite dirt roads, favorite plains, mesas, favorite hillsides, favorite canyons, favorite creek sides. The beauty of living in southern Arizona is you can do all those things in the same excursion, the same day. It's such a wonderful way to shed the blues. I mean, you can sort of have a plan, as in, let's go to that canyon. But on your way to that canyon, there are stops for new sightings. And I like to stop for old plant friends, you know. When we lived in the Sonoran Desert, so many of our journeys were to a favorite ironwood tree, or let's go to that saguaro, a favorite saguaro. Or maybe even a rock. I mean, there was a rock in the Coyote Mountains that had numerous grinding holes, and even our daughters would say, let's go to Grinding Hole Rock today. And the trip there and back is as fun as the destination. And so on this day in early March, we drove dirt roads and across mesas and these plains full of Apache plumes and cane choya and soapberry trees and numerous gazillion dried grasses. You know, it's winter, so nothing's blooming and nothing's leafing out, really. A wintry landscape, you know, that's fine. We were headed to a Madrean woodland, an evergreen woodland with many stops on the way. As we approached a rock outcrop, the rock faces looked like they'd been painted green. Lichen covered these rock faces. It was fantastic. It looked like it'd just been painted on. And I said to Ms. Mesquite, there used to be Berberis wilcoxii at the base of that outcrop. Well, she was busy admiring the lichen, so we both agreed to stop and poke around. I grabbed my camera, ever optimistic that I'd find that Berberis wilcoxii on that slope, and I stumbled upslope between oaks and junipers and scratchy mimosa and last summer's tangled morning glory vines, and there it was at the base of rocks, at the base of large emery oaks, small thickets of Wilcox barberry, shiny, smooth, toothy leaves on upright stems. Should flower in about a month, I said, and we'll have to come back. Yeah. Yellow flowers are going to be followed by juicy blue fruit. Oh, yeah, we'll come back for that. And then we thought, well, let's go for a walk in that old sandy lake bed, a lake that filled up with sand and mountain detritus in the early 1990s following a forest fire, right? So it's full of young Apache pines and Chihuahuan pines and cypress and sycamores. Oh my gosh, and of course, sand and sand and sand. And there were large thickets of willows, Salix, the genus Salix, thickets of shiny, naked branches, but full of flowers, catkins, male and female catkins, on separate plants, which gives me the chance to say, wow, it's dioecious, right? At first, I thought, well, it must be clumps of coyote willow. I think I just wanted to say coyote willow, but it hadn't leafed out, but it was flowering, and that's a clue. So not coyote willow, but bluestem willow, Salix irrorata. Salix is the old Latin word for willow. That's easy. The specific epithet irrorata means dewy or spotted, and I'm thinking it might be that the stems are glaucous. They're powdery. And sometimes it gives the stems a bluish look, definitely whitish look. That glaucus, those glaucus stems, that powder will rub off. Anyway, very cool. And by the way, if you're interested in medicinal plants, Salix is the plant for you. These willows, I mean, indigenous people have been using the different species of Salix medicinally for thousands and thousands of years. Well, anyway, that willow, that bluestem willow, was toward the end of our day, and we headed home with a few more stops in mind, and definitely feeling better. Yeah, definitely feeling better, having visited some old friends, made a new one. Very cool. I said, we'll be back, I said to that Salix. Well, I'll tell you what, the borderlands are beautiful. Yeah, they are. Hey, I'm Petey Mesquite, and this has been Growing Native.